And it would if it were collected. So I'll have to just select it, be selective, and have a slimmer volume.
All right. Well, talking about your poetry is one thing, but hearing it is quite another. So do you have something you'd like to read for us?
Sure. Why don't I start with one of the sonnets? I had an idea for 100 sonnets. And every now and then, sometimes you want to play with the traditional, and you want to maybe do something new with a traditional. So the idea came to me of jazz sonnets. And I couldn't tell you what a jazz sonnet was at the time I had the idea. And I applied for some grants, the NEA and whatnot, which I did not receive, to do these sonnets. And then I just abandoned the idea. 10 years later, the first one showed up, and I recognized that, and I call them American Sonnets, and this is number 12, after Robert Duncan. My earliest dreams linger, wronged spirits who will not rest. Dusky crows astride the sweetbriar seek to fly the orchard sky. Is this the world I loved? Groves of perfect oranges and streets of stars where the sad eyes of my youth wander the atomic age paradise? Tasting the blood of a stark and wounded puberty? Oh, what years ago! What rapture lost in white heat of skin walls that patina my heart's despair? What fear disturbs my quiet night's grazing, stampedes my soul? Oh, memory, I sweat the eternal weight of graves.
Now that is absolutely intense. That was the first one that I pulled out of the book. The fact that it was dedicated to Robert Duncan is an important part of it, but just the ending. Why don't you elaborate on that ending, if you will?
Well, I think in that last sentence, it capsulizes what I believe my job is as a poet. Almost as though I were in the process of storytelling, resurrecting. By being the best craft person I can be, then I can honor those memories of those I treasure. Whether it's a friend, whether it's a community, or my vision of a community, what I see, how I define, as my place, which is Los Angeles, defines me, I in turn define it. And I want to be as true to this process as possible. So I'm obligated, I feel, to do my best. So when I say I sweat the eternal weight of graves, I am embracing the responsibility that attends that process.